A memorial service will take place in Sitka tomorrow for three members of a Coast Guard helicopter crew who died last week. The service will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow at the Coast Guard hangar on Japonski Island. The Coast Guard's highest-ranking officer, Admiral Robert Papp, is scheduled to attend. Coast Guard Lieutenant Sean Kruger, Petty Officer First Class Adam Hoke, and Petty Officer Second Class Brett Banks died on last Wednesday when their helicopter crashed in the water near LaPush, Washington. The survivor of the crash, Lieutenant Lance Leone, was scheduled to be released from the hospital sometime today, according to Coast Guard spokesman Petty Officer Nathan Bradshaw, at which point he'll meet with crash investigators. Bradshaw says there's no timeline for the investigation to be complete.
I don't think that they estimate the time of investigation initially. These types of investigations, it can last as long as 6 months or more.
Over the weekend, many Sitkins participated in a candlelight vigil just prior to Friday night's fireworks display. Several tributes to the crew of the helicopter have also popped up online, including on the social networking site Facebook. A tribute page has more than 9,000 members as of Sunday evening, with thousands of expressions of grief, support, prayer, and comfort. The page was started by Ken White, a search and rescue volunteer from Powell River, British Columbia. White said he doesn't know any of the crew members or even anyone who works at Air Station Sitka.
But because they're part of the international search and rescue community, the people from Coast Guard Air Station Sitka, we are feeling the Coast Guard's, the U.S. Coast Guard lost to here in Canada.
The Coast Guard Foundation, meanwhile, has set up a way to donate to the families of the Coast Guard air crew. The memorial service will also be broadcast online. Both links are at our website, APRN.org. Governor Sean Parnell is scheduled to attend the memorial service.